Hello everyone, Green Healing Show with Julie Olson. She's a nutritionist and I want you to be with us. We're going to have a great discussion about hair loss. Welcome, Julie. Thanks for being here. And I love your topic about the hair loss because not so many people have research on this. And so many are suffering, especially women. So tell me about yourself. What are you doing? And what do you want to talk about today?
Well, I'm a triple board certified functional medicine nutritionist. And I do specialize in female hair loss, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And, you know, I mean, the famous quote is a lady's hair is her crown of glory. And really the quality of your hair is a measurement of your health. And I experienced it myself before I got into nutrition, and It's devastating, especially the conventional treatments. I mean, if you go on Rogaine, that's a life sentence. You have to do it the rest of your life or you'll lose your hair that you grew from it. And, you know, expensive laser or extensions or hair replacements. I mean, there's just a lot of mixed information out there, and I'm going at it at a different approach. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Great. So, Julie, tell me about yourself. How did you start your activities in hair loss? And I know you are nutrition expert. How did you end up to be hair loss expert?
That's a good question. Well, the catalyst for actually getting into the industry started with a phone call when I was working at Warner Brothers at their lot in Burbank as a media research analyst. And I got a call that my mother had stage 3 breast cancer and she's going into emergency surgery the next day. And so I ended up moving back to my home state of Colorado to support her through the ordeal. And as I was searching for her cure, trying to help her, I realized that I was a hot mess myself. And I quit the television media industry and went back to school to become a nutritionist. It's been 10 years now. And I got into female hair loss because, as I mentioned earlier, not only did it happen to myself, but I just have dealt with a lot of women through the years that are so devastated by their hair loss. And it's different than men's hair loss. I mean, it's our crown of glory. And what I realized is after I got them into balance, that their hair started growing back. So
yes, men usually lose their hair, unfortunately. Yeah, for women, they are very conscious about their loss, their hair, sure. So they don't want to lose it.
Sure.
Yeah. I you sent me a diagram. Do you want to go through it and talk about this?
Sure. And I just want to mention, it's really important to figure out your type of hair loss as soon as possible, because it's so much easier to stop the process from getting worse and thicken your existing hair rather than when it's gone. And reversing hair loss requires restarting the growth cycle and isolating the root causes and addressing them as soon as possible for the best outcome. And you can see by this diagram, there are a ton of causes. There are a ton of causes, root causes, and there's usually not just one. There's likely many different sources of inflammation and imbalance that need to be addressed, again, as soon as possible. And addressing it can be overwhelming. That's why I have a quiz on my website, a quiz to figure out your hair loss type.
So here I can see chronic inflammation or lots of chronic stress, bacterial infection. Many, many kind of these factors can be part of the hair loss. So when somebody go to the doctor and they show their hair, is not only the hair losing, is not them that just losing their hair. There might be lots of underlying issues, right?
Right. Even with what you specialize in, PTSD is not even up there. Fertility, postpartum, after having a baby, a lot of women lose their hair. You know, drastic changes, not only to your diet, but if you start exercising like crazy. An increase in mental, physical, and emotional stress, which PTSD definitely is. Definitely had to do with part of my hair loss. And it's all encompassing. And by the time you're losing your hair, there's definitely some major imbalances. And it's really, really important to address them sooner than later. Exactly. Yeah. And there's also lab tests.
Yeah. Oh, go sorry. Ahead. Yeah. No, go ahead. And lab test is a functional one. Yeah.
Right. Doing functional lab tests can be really helpful, especially dysbiosis, by doing a stool analysis, SIBO breath test, doing a full thyroid panel, a full iron panel, because you can have either too much or too little iron. If your thyroid's off, you can test for nutrient deficiencies or surpluses, heavy metal, even you can test your parathyroid, your hormones, if your DHT is elevated or not. So it's, but really it all, whether depending on what type of hair loss you have, ultimately it all begins in the gut, because
is the origin of many, many diseases.
Right. Yeah. And whether you can produce or block hormones that can cause hair loss disorders. And our microbiome doesn't exist just in the gut. It also exists on the skin. And they're also calling the follicles another new microbiome. Therefore, disruptions in the skin biome can also trigger the immune to overreact and affect the hair follicles. You know, whether or not you have like obvious gut dysbiosis, gut issues, our gut has a huge impact on our endocrine system and the tissues that regulate the production of, and secretion of metabolism and different hormones, including sex hormones. It really is the gut to the hair follicles. And as you know, 80% of our immune system's in our gut. And that being said, whether in the skin or gut, studies show that shifting the bacterial balance in favor of your immune balance can lead to hair regrowth.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we really, really, really need to take a closer look at the gut and investigate root causes that have led to dysbiosis, nutrient deficiencies, hormonal balances, inflammation, and inevitably hair loss.
We had some connectivity issue right now. Can you see me now?
Yeah, I can see you.
Yeah. Okay. Julie, I'd like you to talk about your own website and what you do there exactly. I'm going to show it here so everybody can see. You have Instagram, Facebook, and you also have website, fortitudefunctionalnutrition.com. What do you do exactly there, and how do you help other people for hair loss?
Well, I I use the 5R protocol after someone gets on a particular package, because it's really important. The 5R protocol includes remove. So you have to remove the stressors, whatever it is that's stressing your system. Maybe it's food sensitivities. Maybe it's the gut dysbiosis in the form of parasites or imbalance of the bad microbes in your gut that are crowding out the good microbes. Maybe it's heavy metals. Maybe it's any of these things that we talked about earlier that are putting a stressor on your system. And I usually, you know, take people off all supplements. A lot of people even take supplements that I don't even know why. But anyway, you start there, then you replace, then you reinoculate or repopulate, you repair the gut and rebalance. And again, I mean, just going back simply to food allergens, I deal a lot with gluten. I am also a certified gluten-free practitioner, because gluten and dairy, they have a very similar protein, and their antibodies to gliadin, which is derived of gluten found in, you know, wheat, barley, and rye, can lead to cross-reacting antibodies that attack the hair follicles, leading actually to autoimmune hair loss, the alopecia. And it also has a lot to do with Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism. And then, you know, the reason I go through this 5R protocol too is a lot of people, they might be eating well, but they're not absorbing their nutrients or their protein. I mean, our hair is made mostly of protein, and we, especially the branched chain amino acids that we get from quality animal protein. So if they're either not absorbing or consuming that and the quantities that they need to, then nutrients work in synergies. Some of the top nutrients for hair growth and hair health are not only protein, but vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, niacin that helps with hair circulation, iron. You don't want too much or too little. You need at least, like, your ferritin should be about 70 for hair growth. Fatty acids, selenium, biotin, zinc, manganese. and I do have a checklist of a 10-point checklist of what you can do now. You can download from my website, and you can get those top hair nutrients as well.
Thank you so much, Julie. Do you have any other recommendation for people starting to see their hair is losing? What do they do in the beginning?
Well, they really need to figure out with a practitioner what the root cause is. So someone like myself, I put together personalized, customized protocols, step by step. And then I take them through the process, and everyone's different. And that'll most likely includes lab tests to dig deeper. And if they're losing their hair, it's again, like when I was talking earlier, it's more than one thing. There's definitely imbalances in their body that need to be addressed sooner rather than later. But in the meantime, there's hacks they can, like hair hacks you can do to just help not lose more hair, such as sleeping on a silk pillowcase, using a sleep, you know, you need to get your sleep. Insomnia, chronic insomnia is another cause of hair loss. And a silk pillowcase helps you keep like 40% of the moisture in your hair, and it helps your skin as well. And then consuming a lot of cruciferous vegetables and sea kelp, just to help balance your thyroid, your hormones. And you can topically apply rosemary essential oil and emu oil. Those are really nice ones. That emu oil, get a good organic one that helps penetrate the scalp. And just leave it on for an hour, like as a mask. And then you also can rinse with apple cider vinegar, green tea, or onion juice. And then also just standing, moving and standing on your hands or your head or even an inversion table gets that circulation to your scalp. That's another main cause of hair loss, is they're not getting any blood, our hair follicles need the nutrients that they get from our blood. And if our blood is not circulating properly to our scalp, we're going to lose hair. So, I mean, whenever I go to the gym, I stand on my hands and, you know, some people have inversion tables at their house doing down dogs, but you need to get that circulation. You need some exercise. You don't have to go crazy, but those are just some easy hacks to start with.
Thank you so much, Julie. And thanks for everybody who is listening to us. You can refer to her website. She has fortitudefunctionalnutrition.com. And she has Instagram account, Julie Olson FN. And again, the Facebook account, Julie Olson FN. Thank you so much. And hopefully nobody have lose their hair. Nobody. And we always grow their hair here. Thanks.